It's all about direction. Welcome to Forward Motion with business and life coach, Carmen Carroza. If you want your business to be the best in your industry, or move your career forward, or simply be better prepared for your future, Carmen brings a refreshing view of what coaching is all about, using real-world situations and information, along with expert guests that bring you cutting-edge strategies. They'll help you stay ahead of the crowd in a very competitive environment. Forward Motion will enrich your journey towards extraordinary success. Now with today's Forward Motion strategies, here is your host, business and life coach, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome to Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carroza, your business and life coach, and it's always so exciting to be here with you and an honor to have you out in the audience. So thank you so much. I'm glad to be here, and we have a great guest, as we always do here on Forward Motion, talking about things that will help you, your business, move forward with more confidence and successfully, and more success than you ever had. And our objective is always to educate, inform, and entertain you while making you and your business stronger, smarter, and creating more wealth for you and your family. That's what it's all about, right? Doing the right things instead of doing things right. Good to great. Great book. And that's one of the things I learned from it is, it's always about doing the right things. And it's so hard to do most of the time. And we're going to learn a little bit about that today, because my guest will kind of fill you in on how to get a little stronger and motivate yourself and do the right things for yourself. Sometimes, our health will deter us from doing some of the better things we can do in our life and being really the best we can be. Makes us tired or we just can't accomplish the things we want to, or it frustrates us. So being healthy and eating right is such a key element of, when you, especially you're running a business and you're the key person out there, and you're running to have a family and you're trying to run both ends of your life. It's a real challenge. But Tiffany Wright is here today, and we're going to talk a little bit about that and how you can help yourself. Let me tell you a little bit about her before I bring Tiffany in. Tiffany Wright is the founder and lead coach of Skinny Coach Solutions. She earned her doctorate from the University of California and is dedicated to the study of behavior and weight loss, with emphasis on controlling compulsive overeating behavior. Tiffany, pleasure to have you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Good morning. Well, it's morning on my end.
morning on your end. We're getting to midday here. And Tiffany is known as the Skinny Coach, and you can find out a lot of information on her at skinnycoach.com, which we'll talk a lot about as we move forward. But the first thing I wanted to say, Tiffany, is first, thank you for being here. But really, what you're doing is so important. And if you could just tell us how you became so interested and passionate about helping people lose weight and get control of their lives.
Sure. Well, my story, everyone likes the weight loss story. My story is I lost 100 pounds 17 years ago. So I was a heavy child. I was a fat girl from a fat, long line of fat women, and tried a million diets. My mom and I went to Weight Watchers when I was 8 years old. And I would tell the story because they joked that after the meetings, which were every Monday, we would go and have patty melts, and we would split a hot fudge sundae because after all we were on a diet. So
that was
the beginning of my weight loss program. So you can imagine how well that went.
Oh yeah,
I was. Say it again.
And with all that, of course, the peer pressure when you're young, dealing with that, I'm sure it was an issue.
Well, yeah, I was not one of the most liked people, so I had names and was teased to all of the things you would expect. And I think it's less common, actually, these days, because 50% of children are fat. And in fact, 1 in 4 children is predicted to have type 2 diabetes by the time they're 18. So, but at the time, in the 80s, less than 10% of people were overweight.
Anyway, it's amazing, isn't it? Do you think that has a lot to do with fast food and just the lifestyle we lead?
I think it has 100% to do with the food industry and how they produce food these days. Sugar has been turned into high fructose corn syrup. It's added into 80% of the items in the grocery store. 80% of everything in the grocery store has sugar in it. And wheat. Wheat is not the wheat, the Sumerian wheat that we used to eat, that our ancestors used to eat. It's been through hybridization and genetically modification that it has 50% more gluten. It's called a super carbohydrate now. Someone won the Nobel Peace Prize for this because it can feed so many people, but it's actually nutritionally deficit and causes people to be overweight, and that causes diabetes, actually.
Yeah, and it's so interesting what you said about it's so interesting what you said, Tiffany, about children today and, you know, the overeating problem and the weight problems. And as you said, it comes behavioral. And I, you know, that's one of the things I learned a lot about when I went through your website is, you know, the behaviors we have, how we have to modify those, you know, to move forward and hopefully get healthier. What are, you know, one of the things you just talked about is so important, and that is we don't get that information, obviously, because the commercial world doesn't want us to know it, is about the kinds of foods we're eating. When you talk about sugars and everything, what are the most surprising things out there that there's sugar in that we, you know, sometimes think, oh, this is probably okay?
Okay, so any type of sauce. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think everyone knows ketchup has sugar in it, but so does mayonnaise. So does any kind of all of the salad dressing. Salad dressing is almost without exception. There's sugar in salt. You know, Morton salt with the little umbrella girl on it. They started
sure.
adding salt. Yeah, they started adding salt into that a few years, or sugar into that a few years ago. There's the
wow.
equivalent of a cat. Yeah. I know. It's truly in every kind of medicine you have, cough medicines and cold medicines, and it's not in Tylenol, but, you know, mixes, you know, medicine mixes, over-the-counter medicine mixes. It's actually a baby in formula has the equivalent amount of sugar as one can of Coke and one serving of baby formula. So babies are being metabolically trained to be addicted
sure.
to sugar.
It makes complete sense, you know, that they follow that track. It's part of their DNA at that point.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now here you are. You started to use your system. How did you, you know, have kind of the discipline, the understanding to put this together to say, hey, you know what, I need to find a solution to not only my weight problem but others out there that are having the same problem.
Sure. I was working on my dissertation, and I was 28, and I was helping a colleague of mine work on her statistics. That was my expertise, numbers. And, mm-hmm. and she worked with alcoholics, and she was a heavy girl. And she said to me, two heavy people, I think we were actually eating pizza at the time, she said, oh, I wish we were alcoholics like them. They could just stay away from bars. But we can't
right.
stay away from food.
Yeah.
And I know that's an awful thing to say, but I have to confess that many, many heavy people say that. And that moment, at that time, I had some kind of insight. I was just lucky, and it occurred to me that it wasn't all foods that were the problem. I wasn't, I like to say, I wasn't up binging on Brussels sprouts all night long.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrote a list of which foods that were a problem, and all of them had sugar, flour, both. So I decided I would try the abstinent model with that, trying not to eat sugar and flour ever, not try to moderate because moderation wasn't working. So I tried abstinence, and it worked. It worked. I stayed on a day. I stayed on 3 days. I stayed on 3 months. And that was 17 years later. I haven't had sugar or flour in 17 years.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. You know, again, the regular person out there probably wouldn't think twice that that's okay to eat flour and sugar, you know, at least in moderation. But at the same time, they can't seem to lose weight. So, you know, obviously there's a connection there that people either don't see or, you know, are ignorant to. And a lot of it has to do with, I'm sure, the way we commercialize food and the way it's obviously packaged and everything else in the supermarkets to look like it's healthy or it's not as bad as it looks, you know what I mean, Tiffany?
Right. Well, that's why I have that quiz. It's a short quiz. It's only, I think, 6 or 7 questions, but it's enough to illustrate, on my website, to illustrate if you are addicted. And I think in general, by the time I talk to people, what happens is they take that quiz and then they want to talk to me. They know. I think people, when they do have a serious problem, they know that they can't have, whenever they have one cookie, it leads to five, or in people with serious cases, you know, the whole box. That,
right.
You know, they can't stop eating.
Right. Right. It's very true. You know, and what Tiffany's talking about on her website, if you go to skinnycoach.com, you'll see a quiz there. Are you addicted to sugar? And many of you, I'm sure, don't believe you are, don't even realize it. But if you take that quiz, Tiffany also will give you a free session. If you put down at the bottom, I think Tiffany has a spot there where it says, where'd you hear about the Skinny Coach? And if you put in there Forward Motion, Tiffany will give you a complimentary little discussion. So, you know, jump on there. Yeah, jump on there, skinnycoach.com. Are you addicted to sugar? Take the quiz. I went in and took a look at it, and I'm telling you, it's something we all have to look at. And it's not only for our sake, it's for our kids' sake. It's so important to do this, just as Tiffany said. You know, it's such a problem, and it's getting worse. And if we continue along this path, you know, we're going to have, you know, forget healthcare. This will be an epidemic in essence. Tiffany, before we take we're going to take a break in a minute, but before we go off, just tell me a little bit about what you do now as far as your program, some of the programs you have.
Okay, well, you hit the nail on the head earlier when you said it takes more than just eating, there's behavioral. So I have to say that the first component, I believe, is abstinence from sugar and flour. By the way, I'm not talking about sugars. This isn't a low-carb diet. It's not a low-fat diet. It's not even a low-calorie diet. But but we do remove refined foods. So we remove sugar and flour because as we age and as we've abused food, the insulin receptors on our cells are not able to produce and use insulin the proper way, which is this is why people are insulin resistant, and then they become diabetic. And it's also why you get this, it's why you get this belly fat, because your body is not, when you eat, your body's not using that food for energy and for nutrients. It's being stored as belly fat because of an overproduction of insulin.
We're going to come right back and talk about that, Tiffany, because it's this is such an important element of what we're trying to bring out today. So we'll be right back with Tiffany Wright, the Skinny Coach, in just one moment. We'll be back on Forward Motion.
Business and Life Coach Carmen Carrozza will return in just a moment.
What does success mean to you? Money? Power? Fame? Having everything money can buy? Does it mean having a job or career that you love? A great family life? Or simply to be happy? If you're still searching for answers, then join us each Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern for Primetime Success Radio, where Alan Skidmore and his special guests will discuss health, finances, relationships, being in business, and how you can have a life that is not only successful, but a life of meaning. Alan has been studying success principles for over 25 years through reading, attending seminars, interviewing successful people, and a daily lesson from the School of Hard Knocks, and now he wants to share that information with you. So join Alan Skidmore on Primetime Success Radio every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network, as he takes you on a journey of finding the heart of your success.
Tune in to DC Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network for a fun and entertaining look into the music industry with your host, producer, songwriter, and musician, Don Cromwell. DC Live will feature interviews and live performances with an emphasis on connecting you, the fan, with the artist. Guests will include both established and new artists, as well as behind-the-scenes professionals. There'll also be live in-studio and phone interviews, plus music associated with featured artists, and live performances on a regular basis, and a special segment of each show devoted to unknown musicians and bands. For more on Don, check out his website, doncromwellmusic.com. Ever wonder how the music business really works? What happens in a studio and what goes into making a hit record. Then be here for the interviews, insights, and live performances. It's DC Live, hosted by producer, songwriter, and musician Don Cromwell, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome back to Forward Motion. This is Carmen Carroza, your business and life coach. And I have with me the skinny coach. That's Tiffany. What did I just say? I did. Tiffany Wright. And Tiffany has a website, skinnycoach.com. And I need you to go there and go into the front page. And right on top it says, are you addicted to sugar? And it's a quick quiz that'll give you an answer real quickly. And you can get in touch with Tiffany right away. And if you do that, and do it from listening to our show, you're going to get a session with Tiffany exclusive from our show. And you just have to put Forward Motion in that little spot there where it says a free session, where it says, how did you find out about the Skinny Coach? So just do that today, and you get a session with a very, very, very valuable session with Tiffany. Tiffany, when we talk about, you were just talking about, your program, and if you can just get into that a little more, just tell, you're just starting to tell us, we'd like to hear a lot more about how your program works. And again, how is it different? Because I'm sure somebody asked me today when I said you're going to be on the show, they said, well, how's it different than Nutrisystem or Weight Watcher? So maybe you could tell us about that.
I'll start with how it's different. Nutrisystem is refined sugar-based food additive. It's all refined. Everything you're eating, the whole shake, is refined foods. The packaged foods are full of sugar. They're full of weed. They're full of preservatives. They're not real food.
Gotcha.
It has extremely low success rate, as does Weight Watchers. Their own report shows them as having less than 3% two-year-long success rate.
Wow.
So the problem with, are you still there? I heard a beep.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Okay.
Yep.
I just want to make sure you're still there because I heard a noise. All right.
I gotcha.
Yeah. The problem with, in my opinion, the problem with Weight Watchers, even if you are eating healthy foods, is that these foods are so adulterated, it's difficult to eat them in moderation. It's difficult. People will say, just stop. Just don't eat so much. Just eat a balanced diet. I don't believe that 70% of Americans have such low willpower that if they could just stop, they would. It's a little bit like someone saying to an alcoholic, just moderate your alcohol. Just don't drink so much.
You know? Very true, yeah.
So,
very true.
And it's been proven academically, and this isn't like research that's done by one university. This has been proven and replicated for years, that sugar is actually more addictive than cocaine. It follows the same neural pathways. It lights up the same reward systems in the brain. So there's no question that sugar is addictive food, and that abuse of it will lead to addiction. So the difference primarily between my diet and a diet that's healthy is abstinence, is the idea that we can't eat these foods because our bodies can't tolerate them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that probably at the heart of a lot of listeners here, you know, mom and dad who are shopping for their kids and saying, you know, I understand what Tiffany's saying, but how do I become educated? One of the ways is definitely to get in touch with you and start a program. And how do they go out there and just get started and say, I'm going to go shopping, but I'm going to try to look for the right things, but it's so hard. I've done it myself, Tiffany. It's so tricky the way they write things on boxes and stuff. You get, you know, sugarless and low sugar, right? It's brutal. And it's unbelievable that our FDA and so on lets this happen. But it's the way of the world today. It's the commercialism. So how can we start to at least start the process of saying, okay, avoid these things and what to look for?
Okay. So first of all, it's not easy and it's not fair, for sure. It is not easy, especially with kids because they have really sensitive palates and they're very, very sensitive to these, even more so to these foods. They don't like vegetables as much, and that's because of the way their tongue is actually, you know, it's normal for kids not to like vegetables. It's something that grows. So, ingredients list. Always look at the ingredients list and look for sugar as the first five ingredients, really. If there's sugar, and on my website also I have 100 names of sugar. If there's any sugar or any kind of sugar, fructose, dextrose, maltodextrin, cane sugar, fruit juice sugars, anything like that in the first five ingredients, you shouldn't be buying it, which is going to leave out almost everything in the box. Even bread has sugar in it. And I would also, and this is absurd for most people, but the idea of giving up flour. It's just taking over 40% of Americans are gluten sensitive. And regardless of that, it's causing more of an insulin problem than sugar. Eating two pieces of whole wheat toast raises your blood glucose levels faster than two tablespoons of white sugar.
My goodness. And you know, why don't you tell our audience, because, you know, people talk about gluten all the time. And when I ask somebody, do you know what gluten is? They never know. So why don't you tell us what gluten is?
Well, gluten is a molecule, really, that is part of the bread. It's part of what makes up the starch of the bread. And your body has these your stomach has these little hairs that when you eat gluten, it damages them. Celiacs, actually, it wipes them out. So that's why it causes things like bloating. People who are sensitive, they'll get bloating, they'll get moody, they'll get tired. Kids will throw fits. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people, they'll take their kids off gluten and all of a sudden their moods are completely different. It's been linked to autism. The autism diet is one of the first things they say is give up flour, give up gluten.
Amazing. Yeah, it's truly amazing. And I think a lot of people
it's a
probably
staple food, right?
Sure, absolutely, and I'm sure most people don't even realize it. And if they just were to learn to not to eat foods with gluten in it, to see just how they'd react, and as a test for themselves, especially if they're tired or they're not feeling great.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And now when we talk about your cookbook, I want to talk about your cookbook because you have over 200 recipes in there. That's fantastic, and this is one of the ways. This is why I'm going into this. We've been talking about how do you recognize it? How do you figure this out in a grocery store? But if you buy Tiffany's book, then you follow her book, and then you don't have to worry about so much of this stuff. And it's family oriented, so that it's not just these quick meals, but it's about simple meals for the entire family, and that's what's great about it. So, Tiffany, before I talk about that, because this is an important part. What about, when people go to natural stores and, the Whole Foods stores, are they really any better? Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, I do. Health food stores and even stores like Whole Foods, which I don't even consider a health food store really anymore, but it kind of is. It has more organic things. It has more products that won't have gluten in them. I shop there a lot and send my skinny girls there. What I call my clients, skinny girls. I send them there because there's the products that shouldn't have sugar in them, like mayonnaise, don't. There tends to be more foods with less stuff in them. And, of course, they always have more organic foods, which is different. Right. It's a health issue. Organic's a health issue, but it's not so closely related to weight, which is my, which is what I focus on.
Gotcha. Okay. So when we talk about this great cookbook, I'm sure you had these recipes over years and said, hey, what are they? There's just sitting here. I got to write a book about this. Tell us how you put the book together.
I have part of my program. I've been doing this for 8 years, and so I've had hundreds of skinny girls, and they helped compile it because they had recipes. And most of the things I cook, I have a family of three, I have a grandson, I've been doing this 17 years. Most of the things I cook are from normal cookbooks. Because when you're cooking at home, you're not adding sugar and flour. I mean, some people do, like they'll add sugar to, spaghetti sauce and things like that. But most of the time, your normal dinners and lunches, they don't have sugar. Now, bread is a different thing. Sandwiches, learning how to make sandwiches. When we eat out at restaurants, for instance, I get a cooking style burger. And so that's just and they have it on the menu at many restaurants now, but it's a hamburger patty, and it's wrapped in lettuce and tomato rather than wrapped in a bun.
Wow. Yeah, not too much out here yet. It always starts out there. You know that, Tiffany. It starts in California, then moves over
here. That's true. When I talk to the people from around the country, they're like, what? How could I not eat bread? What about a sandwich? And I'd say to them, this is where the behavioral modification comes in. I said, well, you know, Betty, you've had 50 years of sandwiches. You've had so many sandwiches, you're on type 2 diabetic medicine. You're fat, you're sick, you're tired. I think you've had enough sandwiches. You know, I think it's time. You know, so would you rather have a sandwich, or would you rather be a size 8 and, you know, live longer and see your grandkids and, you know, be 140 pounds? Because you can't have both. If you could have both, then you can't have both. If you could have both, you wouldn't be fat right now. If you could eat bread and sugar in moderation, for God's sakes, Betty, you're 50 years old. You would have figured it out by now. You'd probably be guy in the world.
Yeah, that's such a great point. You know, it's, you know, like I happen to be one of those people, you know, the people go, you know, Carm, you know, you can eat and you don't gain weight. But, you know, I know that folks who do, it's not as easy as that. It's like saying, oh, yeah, just do moderation. And I just saw my good buddy here, my producer, Tiffany, just wrote, you know, that she's had the that kind of hamburger before. So see, it's catching on in Texas. So it's getting closer. We'll be right back with Tiffany Wright, the Skinny Coach. And we're going to come back and talk more about her book and some of the other things she does in just a minute, because I'm just going to mention, we got 10 seconds, skinnycoach.com. Are you addicted to sugar? Get on her site, take the quiz, and you can become part of her program. We'll be right back on Forward Motion.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment. If you could live your life truly standing in a place of peace, joy, and abundance, wouldn't that make your heart soar? Now you can, with Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Kimberly Rinaldi, having created a highly successful coaching practice, now teaches lessons in joyful living. She believes in empowering others and that through it, you have the ability to break through any and all barriers, thus allowing you to reach your greatest potential and joyfully step into your life's purpose. What used to take weeks, months, or even years, she can now teach you in a matter of hours with her programs. For more on Kim and her show, go to our website, KimberlyRinaldi.com. That's RINALDI.com. Then join us for Lessons in Joyful Living with your host, Kimberly Rinaldi, Mondays at noon Central, here on the Rockstar Radio Network. Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life. And the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific on the Rockstar Radio Network. You'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's your guide to book publishing, everything you want to know but didn't know what to ask,
brought to you by Author U and The Book Shepherd, with your host, Dr. Judith Briles, Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
And we're back. This is Carmen Carroza. This is Forward Motion. And we're talking to Tiffany Wright, the Skinny Coach. And you can learn a heck of a lot about more about her at skinnycoach.com. And one thing you can do is take her quiz. Are you addicted to sugar? Right on the very top. And if you take it and you're listening to the show, just put at the bottom where it says, how did you hear about Skinny Coach? Just put forward motion and you'll get a free session with Tiffany. So do that now. And the other thing you'll find on that page on the right is the Skinny Coach Cookbook, which is absolutely fabulous. If you're truly, as we always say in coaching, if you really truly want to make the change, if you really say, hey, you know what, I need to change my diet, I need to lose some weight, I need to be healthier, this is the kind of thing you need to do, is buy the cookbook, start using the recipes that Tiffany has in there, and eat healthier. Your whole family will appreciate it. They might not today, the kids, but one day they'll say, thanks, Mom, thanks, Dad, for changing our diets and not letting us gain weight and be unhealthy and feel invigorated and move forward with a good sense of balance in their life. Tiffany, we were just talking about the cookbook. And I know this, you did this over a bunch of years. So folks can go buy whatever they need in your cookbook. They can go get to the regular grocery stores and get the foods.
Oh, yes, it's normal food. Listen, most of my skinny girls are regular, mm-hmm. normal moms with kids. There's nothing, there's no special supplement on my plan. There's no special
Wonderful.
Food. You can get everything at a, you don't have to go to a health food store. Everything at a completely regular grocery store. We eat every dairy, we eat all the meats, we eat every fruit, every vegetable, all the grains, potatoes, rice, quinoa, hummus, beans.
Wow.
We just don't eat flour and sugar.
That's fantastic.
In addition to that, it's important, I should note, that it's not just giving up those things. You have to be eating the right amount of protein and the right amount of volume when you eat potatoes and rice. That's why low-carb diets, they're not good. They slow down the release of that insulin, but they're not good because you need carbohydrates. You need slow-burning carbohydrates for energy and for brain function. You just have to make sure you're eating it with enough food and enough protein. And surprisingly, a lot of people, when they diet, they don't eat enough food, and that's why they don't lose weight.
And that's, that's the perfect answer to the fad diets. Obviously, I got this new book on this diet or that diet or the pills or the milkshakes that are so popular today. You might lose some weight over a short period of time, but from a health perspective, it's not really doing anything for you.
Exactly. And it's not sustainable at all. I mean, they've had those shakes, Slim Fast since before I was born. And, people are getting
right.
fatter and fatter. They won't.
Exactly. So the mixture of foods is obviously an important issue too, and making sure you're balancing your diet, as we all learned in kindergarten, to eat your vegetables and that kind of thing. So that helps us all understand that they're eating the right foods is a big part of this. It's not just, the diet per se. When we say diet in the technical term of, not eating as much or cutting down on all these things just to do it for the short term and starving yourself and all those things, they just never work. And, you hear it and see it all the time. Oh, I'm losing weight. Oh, I'm just not eating right now. It's crazy. But sometimes just learning from people like yourself who are educated, who are out there to help folks, get in the right direction, and that's what it's all about, right, Tiff?
That's right. And listen, it's not like it's slow weight loss. The average weight loss on my plan is 10 to 15 pounds a month. The body is not a bank account. It's not calories in, calories out, like checks in and dollar bills out. The body is more like a chemistry lab, and you have to get the chemistry right. And if you get the chemistry right, you can eat a lot of food. I mean, my girls are food addicts. If I wasn't letting them eat a lot of food, they wouldn't stay on my diet either.
Right,
we eat a lot.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know, but the chemistry is right. The body wants food for energy and gets you to your healthy weight.
Yeah, and that's exactly, I think, if I took this whole thing in one piece and said, you know, it's all about, we're all unique. We all have our own metabolism, our own DNA, and so on, and our own, where we came from, what our family is like. And if you learn about your own body and test and try different things and stick to the things that you're preaching and talking about and the things on, if you look at the skinnycoach.com and read about it, you're just a healthier person. And that's all. It's all that matters in life to me. Is if you're healthy, you can do anything you need to do.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And in terms of business, they've had multiple studies that have shown how much more people make when they're thin, and for multiple reasons, in my opinion. One, because of the way they look and they're perceived by the world, and there is judgment about that, whether that's right or wrong.
But in addition,
what you were saying earlier about productivity, I mean, when you can't control what you put in your mouth, it's psychically devastating.
Yeah.
You know, and when you get that under control and you're eating properly, not only do you feel better physically, psychologically you feel better because you're powerful.
Right.
You know,
you're
choosing what to do, what you want. You know, you choose. You can do it. You know, when women get, and men, I have manly men too, not just skinny girls, when they finally conquer that issue, it changes everything about everything they do.
That's right. The amazing thing when folks, you know, when you know this as well as I, when we're coaching people and they start to really start to see the light and see they're getting somewhere, there's nothing better than that. Right? And that feeling of seeing somebody, that smile and saying, oh my gosh, I feel like a different person. I'm so much more confident. I can do things I never even dreamt I could do before. It's such a great feeling.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
Tiffany, before we finish up, I want to ask you a couple of things. One is, how does someone get started with your program?
Well, the quiz is the first step. They schedule an appointment with me, and then I do a pretty lengthy interview process because I only work with a few people a month, actually, and you have to be ready. You have to be at the right spot. First of all, you have to be a sugar addict. Not everybody is. Some people just don't eat properly, and then Weight Watchers would work for them.
But
first there's the physical aspect, and then there's the psychological. I have to be able to work with them. They have to be ready. They have to be psychologically in the right spot, basically at the end of their rope. I work with people who are, you know, like they have tried, kind of like hitting bottom, you know, because why would you give up your favorite things in the world unless you really believe there was no other option?
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, so if all of that is true, then we decide together if we want to move forward, and then that's how I work with them. Because even if you have the perfect diet, which I believe mine is, you still have habits, associations, you still have bad days and good days, you still have food pushers, and you have emotional, you know, saboteurs, everything that keeps. Yeah, so that's the whole psychological aspect that I deal with, all the behavioral modification, cognitive therapy techniques, psychoanalysis, talk to my clients every day, keep them going.
Yeah,
until their brain
fabulous.
Changes, because you really have to make a brain change.
Yep, that's a great way to put it. That's how I feel. With almost any coaching, it's the same thing. They have to really buy in 100% and be determined and have that perseverance to do it. The question I have for you, too, is you're in L.A., so anybody across the country can work with you, right?
Oh, yeah. I have people in Singapore, Italy, England. Yep.
Oh, great.
Mostly the
great.
United States, obviously, but.
Right. But just, again, skinnycoach.com and do the quiz, because the quiz will get you started on the right track, because it makes you think. And then what you do is you get in touch with Tiffany and you have a discussion, and from there you see if it's the right thing for you, and you go from there. Tiffany, if I can say, what can every person listening today, if they did one thing differently, what could they do differently to help themselves?
Stop eating sugar and flour. Look in the
sugar
ingredients
flour.
List, and if it has sugar or flour in the ingredients list, don't eat it.
Got it. Okay. That, hey, you know what? That's simple. It's fast. And we're going to put that all on our website. And we'll be tweeting this out for weeks and weeks to come. And it'll be on iTunes. So, Tiffany, it's been such a pleasure and so educational today to have you here with us. It's really something people have to dig down deep and make a smart decision about. So, again, I thank you so much for being here with us and sharing all your information.
Well, thank you, and thank you for everything you do as well.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, and hopefully we can have you on again.
Great, great. Have a great day.
We'll stay in touch. Thanks, Tiffany.
That bye was for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Tiffany Wright. She is, if you're listening, and if you didn't listen, we all have people who should be listening to this today, and friends, relatives, coworkers, whoever they are, folks really need to listen to things like this to make the change, because commercially it's not going to happen. You know, all the stuff that goes in our foods today, people understand how much, we see cancer and heart attacks and stroke, and as Tiffany's saying, the obesity problems. It's stuff in our food is a big part of that. Obviously stress and all the other things that add to it, but we're eating so many things that are not good for us. But as Tiffany says, if you cut down on the sugar and the flour, that's a big step in getting yourself healthier. And her book, the Skinny Coach Cookbook, will help any of us eat better at night, and especially with kids. If you have kids, it's so hard to stay away from the sugar. Believe me, I have four, and I have four-year-old twins and a 10-year-old girl, and it's really a challenge to keep them away from the sugar. And you try to, but, man, it's a battle. So if you can just eat better in your meals, hopefully that starts, that progression of them eating better throughout the day and feeling fuller and not having to have the sugar they are used to having. So thanks to Tiffany again for being with us. TheSkinnyCoach.com. Go there and take the quiz, because that gets you on the right track. And also, again, if you put at the bottom there where it says, where did you hear about The Skinny Coach? Just put Forward Motion. And you'll get a free session with the Skinny Coach, Tiffany Wright. So we'll be right back with our last segment on Forward Motion and chat about some of the things we talked about, some of the words we heard today. We're going to talk about them. We'll be right back.
Business and life coach Carmen Carozza will return in just a moment.
Get ready to learn and play with Mrs. A, your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Did you know that kids are only 20% of the population, but they are 100% of the future? How are you preparing your child for that future? The years between the ages of 0 and 6 are crucial for learning and development. Barbara Allison is a teacher, parent, and author on supporting children's early learning. Learning starts even before a child is born, and parents are children's first teacher. Join Mrs. A for ideas, tips, and suggestions for fun learning and play activities as she helps you support your child. Starting early is starting smart. For more on Mrs. A, her books, the show, and her blog, check out her website, 123kindergarten.com. Then, come learn and play with Mrs. A, with your host, Barbara Allison, Mondays at 11 a.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network. Are you happy with your life? Satisfied with the direction you're taking? More importantly, are you content with the results you're seeing? Then Success Profiles Radio is the program for you. Join host Brian K. Wright as he talks to experts in many areas relating to life success, including expertise in leadership, business, relationships, careers, networking, health, overcoming adversity, and much more. Each week, we'll explore different aspects of success and how to apply them to your life. For more on Brian and the show, check out his website, BrianKWright.com. Each week is a dose of inspiration. So many people live their lives wanting more than they currently have. Success Profiles Radio is a show that will clearly demonstrate the principle, if I can do it, you can do it. So don't miss this opportunity to take control of your life and your results. Success Profiles Radio with Brian K. Wright, Mondays at 5 p.m. Central on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Forward Motion with your host, Carmen Carroza.
And welcome back. This is Carmen Carroza, your business and life coach, and you're listening to Forward Motion. We're here Monday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time every week. And, you know, something I just want to talk about to start off the conversation in the last few minutes we have. Tiffany Wright was on, and if you hopefully you were listening, and she's the Skinny Coach, and she's at skinnycoach.com. Some of the things she brought out are so important, and some things I think we all, I'm sure we all talk about, think about every day, but, you know, we're all in a hurry. We're all rushing through our lives and have so many things on our minds that, you know, we just do what we do. You know, you go to the restaurant, you go to the grocery store, and you buy the things, and you come home. And who has the time? You tell me. I'd love to hear somebody else the time to go read the backs of everything they buy, get a good sense if it's good or not, if it has flour, if it has how much sugar it has in it, if it's the right mix, the right balance of things. It's virtually impossible. And nobody's going to do it for us, you know, and it's such an analogy to what I do and what coaches do, because nobody's going to change the packaging. It's all it's for the commercial companies. It's for the food companies. It's not for us. Nobody is here to really make sure we're going to be healthy. All these additives and all the things that have been put in foods all these years have made us all sicker. But there's nothing we can do about that. We can't stop it. So the only thing we can do is take care of ourselves, take care of our families. And the only way to do that is to educate yourself. And education is all what it's about. You know, I'm about reading. I'm a reader. I like to read. I read every day. I read something every hour at least, just to keep up on what's going on today. What can I learn about yesterday? What's going to help me do my business better? Learn about people out there and learn about leaders. And if you're not learning every day about how to be a better person, be smarter, be more successful, be more confident, you're just not hitting it on the head right now, because that's what you need to do today in order to stick in where we all are today. You know, it's a very challenging world and getting worse. And our country's in a very odd place. You know, we always are in a leadership position. We feel very confident in that. And, you know, the reality is we're not. Other countries are not as respectful as they used to be about us. So things are different. And we have to think differently. We have to think, how do I make myself better? And by doing that, my family better. And in essence, make our country better as we all get smarter and better ourselves. Sometimes you got to go from the bottom up, and that's what we have to think about. So step one is, you know, eat better, sleep better, do things better for yourself, take care of yourself. If you can get some exercise and help yourself improve your stamina, your health, your awake periods. You know, when you feel like you're tired, you know, when you're awake, it's good to feel awake. You know what I'm talking about? When you feel good, you feel like doing things, you feel invigorated. That's important. But as a coach, we deal with this every day. And when I talked to Jack Canfield a few weeks back, he was gracious enough to be on my show. We talked about it. And that is, I said, hey, Jack, you know, do you see business the way I do, that many businesses just don't want to change? As much as they may call you and talk to you and have a discussion, in the end of the day, they won't change. And he sees it every day too. Because you know what? Reality is most people don't change easily. And let me just explain something. When I talk about change, we are all born uniquely with our own DNA. We're born with our own environment. We're in with the parents we have, with the family we have, with the teachers, the friends we grow up with. That all becomes part of who we are today. And that there's no way to change that. You know, that's what you are. Now it becomes, how do I become better? How do I make some adjustments? How do I truly believe I need to do some things better in my life? And that's a tough thing to do. That's what coaches do. That's what our job is. And that's what Tiffany was talking about when she says changing eating habits. When you're used to your habits and you they're kind of in your DNA, to make that truly important foundational decision to say, I'm going to change. I'm going to make some changes in my life that are going to make me a better person, stronger, smarter, confident, whatever it is. And we face that every day on the level of businesses and individuals who say, oh, you know, I need to get out of this rut, or I'm struggling as a business and I don't know how to get out of this, but don't really make that mindset change and say, you know what, I'm going to accept this. I'm going to accept this help and support. And as I always say, courageous support. Somebody has to have courage to want to do this. They have to have courage to say, I'm going to listen to somebody else and truly believe in what they're saying and try to follow and take a journey with them that's going to make me a better person and a healthier person. Businesses every day fail. As we always say, and you'll hear me talk about constantly when I talk about business planning, is over 50% of businesses fail every year. And within 5 years, over 80% of those businesses fail. Why? Well, they don't plan properly. They don't look for support and help the way they should. They try to do things themselves. They do things over and over the same way, which is the, you know, the way we talk about insanity as a definition. So, you know, it's really embracing change, embracing somebody who can help you move forward with confidence and, you know, take some uncomfortable turns along the way. When you're taking a journey, it's not always fun. It's not always easy. Sometimes you get hurt. Sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's things you don't really want to do, but you make a decision. You have to do it. That's truly making a change in your life. And businesses out there constantly make a decision not to do that. And some of the ways they do that, they don't get a consultant. They don't get a coach. They don't want to change their accountant. They don't want to change their attorney who hasn't really helped them. You know, sure, they get their taxes done or their attorney helps them with a situation. But you need help. You know, you need somebody who's there supporting you every day. As Tiffany said, she talks to her clients every single day. When I have a client and they need that kind of support, that's what I'll do. I'll talk to them every day, every week, whatever they need to get them where they need to go. And as long as one thing, as I just said, they are the one buying in. They 100% buy in by the person, by the business to say, I want help. I know I need it. Hey, I've tried everything I can, and I need somebody to help me and guide me to where I need to go here with my business. It's going to fail, and I want to leave it to my kids, or I want to be able to sell it someday for a profit, or I want to have it hopefully live forever and be able to sell it to somebody I trust and feel will run the business properly. You know, those are true decisions we make in our lives. And, you know, willpower. We talked about, and willpower, man, what a word. You need to have willpower. What does that mean? Willpower means make a conscious decision that you're going to do something better and smarter with yourself, your life. And it might be eating. It might be changing the way you do something. It might be organizing yourself and staying organized. And that goes to the word discipline. And discipline, another key word that can be used in so many wrong ways. But discipline is really about, you know, you should use it for yourself to say, I need to discipline myself to be a better person, to be a better dad, to be a better coach, to be a better person at work, to be a better boss, to be a better business owner, to be better to my clients. It takes discipline at times. It takes willpower and conscious efforts to do that. And then you move forward with your values. You know, it creates better self-worth for you. Your integrity is better. Your leadership qualities start to stand out. And we're going to do a show on leadership at the beginning of the year because we really need to talk about that as far as what that means today. We talk about political leaders, which is probably the biggest oxymoron I've ever heard in my life because right now we have no leadership anywhere. And I'm talking about every party, everybody from you know the Senate to the Congress to the president. I don't see a lot of leadership. And I believe you need leadership if it's a business, if it's a family, if it's a government, if it's an organization of any type, you need leadership because you could just feel it when there's not leadership in an organization. When you go to a board meeting or you go to a committee meeting or a council meeting of any type or to our network organization and you just feel when there's no leadership, don't you? You get that where is this going? And does anybody make a decision here? And everybody kind of looks at each other, and what do you think we should do next? And what's the next step? And should we do this next? Should we it's already – I must say, don't ask questions. It's okay to ask questions, but you can feel it when there's no leadership, right? So we're going to talk about that and how to create leadership in your own self. Because everybody can be a leader to some extent. Yeah, we all need to be followers in many degrees for many situations, but you need to take leadership of your own self. That's the key element here. You can't just kind of go off on a tangent and have everybody else make decisions for you. You know, you have to take a lead and say, I'm going to make some very conscious decisions, not because other folks have told you to, but because you've told yourself that's what you need to do. We see a lot of lost people out there. You know, as a coach, I see so many folks, young people especially right now, that are really lost in a different way, in the sense that they don't have the job they want. They are disillusioned by what's going on. And they feel like, yeah, well, you know, what am I going to do? And again, you have to make decisions. And instead of just kind of floating along, hoping things will change and kind of being the, kind of just waiting for things, you know, and it's terrible because you waste so much time. And when you're young, you feel like you can do that. But the reality is there's no time to do that. You need to, if you're not deciding exactly what you want to do, keep learning, keep moving forward, take some classes, be an intern somewhere, get a job, even if it's part-time, and do something. You know, whether it's a deli or an attorney's firm, learn something. You know, I learned some of the most important things in my life when I worked some jobs when I was younger, what to do and what not to do. So it's so important to be conscious of making the right decisions for yourself and not just sitting and waiting or listening to other people, because other folks might have some good advice for you. But professionals like myself, I believe, are the right people to talk to sometimes to just get the right decisions made. And you can always get a hold of me. I don't often remember to say it. It's Carmen@fmbcoach.com or forwardmotionbusinesscoaching.com. That's my website. And I'll always be glad to reach out and have a chat and see if you're ready to go to the right place. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Tiffany Wright was my guest, the Skinny Coach, and she is fantastic. SkinnyCoach.com is where you'll find her information. And we will be back next week with another great guest, Sonia Ramsey. She's just written a terrific new book that we want to hear about. So we will be talking to Sonia next week. Otherwise, have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday on Forward. This is Carmen Carroll, your business and life coach. Take care of yourself.
Next week at the same time, I invite you to join with business and life coach Carmen Carroza on Forward Motion as he